Hello again, Team Canada. There were a couple issues I forgot to mention. If you are in the finals, please, if you're in a solo, duet, trio, or small group, remain backstage until all six contestants have danced. The organizer then brings you back on stage for a final bell. Also, there is food available at the venue, but you are also within walking distance to a grocery store and also to a variety store. So you can either eat at the venue, or parents, you can go out and pick up some buns and cheese and cold cuts, whatever, and bring back fruit to bring back to the dancers. Your choice. Also, first aid. There is first aid available. However, if we do have a parent who is a nurse, a doctor, a paramedic, if anything happens, we would truly, truly like you to get looked at first by someone from our team before you go to the first aid, because they are very anxious to, I think sitting all day at the competition, they just want something to do and they're very anxious to take everybody to the hospital. So please get checked out first with our people. If we have anybody who is in the medical profession, to please, if you wouldn't mind, double checking whether you think they should be going to the paramedic, and also double checking to see if you feel they should be going to the hospital. Trading, please remember to bring things to trade with the other countries. I forgot to mention this, that a lot of times they will trade pins. Make sure it's a Canada pin, because a city pin means nothing to people from other countries. So if you're going to trade pins, make it a Canada pin. However, the last few years, one of the most popular things for Canada to trade are either Canada bracelets or anything Canada that you can get at the dollar store. A lot of things like the Canada mitts, I've noticed in some of the dollar stores, they have those. Anything with Canada on it, they love. Scarves, toques, anything like that. Also, another thing I wanted to mention to the dancers, please, please, please watch your facial expressions. A lot of times there'll be dancers, maybe, for example, they're little Russian dancers. A lot of them do not speak English. Otherwise, English is spoken pretty much by everybody, but some of the younger dancers still do not have a good handle on English. If you're watching them and you think they're good and you're talking to your friend as you're looking at them, they don't know that you're giving positive comments. So make sure you give a smile or a thumbs up to them, then they will know. Also, all your correspondence should be through the team chat. It's the best way. Everybody is already registered on that, and that is the best way for everybody to make sure you're not forgotten or for any notices. So all correspondence to each other will be through the team chat. We did get a letter from the organizer saying that there was going to be this SIM card available for everybody to put in your phones. The problem with that is nobody has each other's phone numbers. So the SIM card is great for data, whatever you're going to use it for, but you won't have access to just phoning everybody because you won't have their phone number. But all team correspondence must be through team chat. Somebody also asked me about car rentals. I have no problem if you want to rent a car, but I'm just giving you a warning. They do have cameras. And I did get a speeding ticket once when I was there and rented a car. So the roads can be kind of curvy, and then you get a straight stretch of highway and you step it up, and that's where the cameras are. So please be aware, if you are going to rent a car, that's fine. I have no problem with that. Just be aware that there are cameras around and they can get you. And another thing about facial expressions, each country has their own way of doing things. A lot of countries, the drinking age is 14. Sometimes it's younger. There's no age limit. Just watch your facial expressions when you are around different teams. One year we had our junior kids walked in to come to rehearsal, and there was another junior team from a East European country. sitting around smoking cigarettes and drinking beer at like 10:30 in the morning. Well, the shocked look on all the faces as they walked by these kids and stared at them was not a very good impression, put it that way. And so just, kids, be careful with your facial expressions when you're looking at the other countries. If anything, always give a smile to them. Always clap if you think they're good. At the competition, we clap for everybody. If it's a good number on stage, we clap for it. We don't care if they're against us. We appreciate good tap. And so we clap for it. We clap for that. They'll clap for you. Of course, our number one thing is we have to have good sportsmanship towards all countries worldwide and foster friends worldwide. So those are a couple items that I forgot. If there's anything else, please contact your team liaison. Give all your questions to them. They will contact us, and then we will send out all the answers to everybody, just in case you never thought of that question. Okay, see you in RESA.